You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Attention all theater lovers! This Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Hi, friends. Caleb and I are going to be celebrating our 3-year anniversary of Equity One, and we want you to join us. We're going to be doing a live show on August 15th at 4 p.m. Eastern, where we'll be joined by some of our favorite guests from the past. We'll have a signature Equity One cocktail, the games and segments that you know and love, plus some other exciting things that you'll have to wait and see. So stay tuned on our social media at Equity One Podcast on Instagram and Facebook to get all the latest information leading up to the live show. We hope you'll join us on August 15th at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the Broadway Podcast Network Town Hall. See you then. Cheers. This is Equity One, Broadway's happy hour.
Pour yourself a drink and join us as we chat about life, theater, and everything in between.
I'm Elliot Maddox.
And I'm Caleb Dickey. Join us for your Equity One.
Hi, Caleb.
Hi,
cheers. Welcome to Broadway Podcast Network happy hour. I'm Elliot.
I'm Caleb. Hi.
And we are the hosts of Equity One, Broadway's Happy Hour. Here on Broadway Podcast Network Happy Hour, we sit down with some of your favorite Broadway Podcast Network podcasters and chat, have a little drink, and, you know, get through our quarantine days. And today, we are so excited to have Brett and Steven, the Broadway husbands, and it's a very special day because it's Brett's birthday!
Yay!
Yay! Hi! Happy birthday!
Yay! Thanks, guys.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. Thank you for coming back.
I couldn't think of a better group of people to spend my birthday with.
Aw, well, cheers. In your honor, we are drinking mocktails today.
Cheers.
What are you boys drinking there?
Well, we could have put ours in a glass. You're a little classier than us. LaCroix. Barry LaCroix. It's Barry addicting.
Yes. I'm a big fan of the newly branded Raz Cranberry. Because it was Cran Raspberry.
I know.
They just changed the name of it or what?
Yeah.
They switched it. And the color is, like, I think slightly different also, right?
A little more bright pink.
Yeah, it's pinker, yeah.
Yeah.
You tried Pomplemousse?
I have tried pomplamoose. I'm not a big grapefruit fan.
I'm not either, but I like it.
He just likes to say pomplamoose.
Pomplamoose.
Is that an actual fruit? I've never heard that word before.
It's French.
Neither had I.
French.
It's French for grapefruit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's French for grapefruit. My favorite LaCroix flavor is probably mango. That's the one that's mango. Out there that I really love.
See, that's not my favorite. We can't get into that one.
I love it.
Mango seems really manufactured to me, the flavor of it a lot. I don't always love it.
I think that's why I like it, is because it reminds me of drinking a soda.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Is there key lime pie?
Things like color of your hair. Or
key lime, there is. Yeah. Yeah. I don't like anything too processed.
There is a key lime pie flavor, right?
Yeah. It's not good.
I've not had that one.
It's too lime. I want my lime to taste like nothing. You know, just
very
just like a light beverage, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
When I'm Caleb, trying to keep the calories off.
Caleb, what's your mocktail?
I'm having a knockoff LaCroix from Kroger. She oh, is yes. a cranberry lime
seltzer ooh. Water,
but I have it in a mug.
Oh my gosh! Well, yeah. I actually made a mocktail. Because I've been drinking so much during quarantine, and so I got like there's a non-alcoholic spirit called Seedlip, and it's like a flavored spirit that's like supposed to mimic different kinds of alcohol. So there's like a floral one that's like kind of like gin. There's like a spicy one that's kind of on more the bourbon way. And so I'm using the orange spirit, and I'm having a little margarita. So just a little agave, the orange distilled spirit, and a little lime juice.
You better craft a mocktail.
Yeah.
It's actually really, really good.
The orange sounds tasty to me. I think I would like that as well.
Yeah, and they have the, it's called Seedlip, and they have like on their Instagram like different like little cocktails. So I just made their margarita.
Write that down. What is it?
Seedlip. That's all right, everyone. Take your notes.
Seedlip.
Into it. Take that down.
Seedlip.
Sponsor by Seedlip.
Seedlip.
Hello. Well, thanks again for coming on the show. Now, you all have been guests before, friends of the pod before.
Yes.
So thanks for coming back. You're on an elite list of repeat offenders. So
wow, what an honor.
It's such an honor.
It's a short list, and you guys made it. So it is an honor. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. So congratulations.
Well, seriously, I see you guys. Whenever I'd see you at a podcast meeting, I would say, I get very excited. You're two very fun, inspirational people. So yeah. Thank you.
Oh, we love spending time with you. What's been keeping you entertained throughout this quarantine?
Well, we watched all 7 seasons of Mad Men. That's the first thing we did.
That was my first thing. And I feel like we watched that frantically because it was in the beginning, so our anxiety was like really high.
Sure.
And I would like watch an episode and I'd be like, we gotta watch one more. We gotta watch one more. Like, I was like crazy addicted to it. We got through it really quick. And then Ozark.
Finished Ozark.
Okay, we haven't started Ozark, but everyone
I can't get into it.
Really?
No.
I love so Jason good. Bateman.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know.
Linney? Come on. You know that into Laura Linney?
No, of course.
I love Laura Linney. Love her.
Actor who plays her brother in the second season is like, he gives like an amazing
It might be worth watching just the
yeah,
second
just
season.
His acting is like.
He's like my new like actor
yeah.
crush.
Yeah, if you want to be work. Like, if you want to act like somebody, it's him. Okay. That's who you want to be.
Notes.
Or Leslie Kritzer.
Or Leslie Kritzer.
Yeah.
Him or Leslie Kritzer.
That goes without saying here. We stan, as the kids say.
I mean, it sounds like we've just been sitting around watching TV, but like, what else are we doing?
That's all I'm doing.
We take a lot of long walks.
Disney Plus. And in fact, Steven, because we're kind of actually now in nature. We're out in this like suburbs of Pittsburgh. And when we got here, I mean, there are bunny rabbits everywhere. There's deer everywhere. So he's like, we should watch Bambi. So we watched Bambi. We've watched Pinocchio.
The classics.
We watched WALL-E last night, which was wildly depressing.
Oh,
because
it makes me cry.
Well, yeah. Because I think we're becoming those people right now. Like, the people on the ship.
The people on the ship where they don't have any bones and they're just, like, fat.
Floating, yeah.
They're just like,
And they just float around. I'm
and
like,
their screens are in front of their faces.
But that's why you're walking. That's you're counterbalancing that.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. They've got the right idea. Weren't they, like, in, like, glass enclosures up there or something?
Well, they're in, no.
Like, laundry.
So they're in a... Sort of, yeah.
I don't know if it's an enclosure, but there's something just like in front of their face.
Speaking of enclosures, did you guys see yesterday? I saw this thing on TikTok. Somebody posted. They were in the drive-thru at Chick-fil-A.
Uh-huh.
And I never go to Chick-fil-A for obvious reasons.
Right.
But the they always have people outside the drive-thru at Chick-fil-A taking your order before you drive through.
Uh-huh.
And they're wearing these orange cones
Oh my god.
With like a see-through door and they're like taking your order. Oh, where no.
Oh my god.
Just sweating. They're making them sweat. Hilarious. So hard.
This is but like, they're off on Sunday.
They are. Yeah.
You get a guaranteed day off, you know? You get really get your weekend. Yeah, I mean, stuff is so crazy right now. I'm wondering like when things start getting back to normal, like what crazy things we're gonna see.
Well, I mean, can you imagine, like, that's how we do Wicked now. We just all wear these, like, green cones.
Yeah. Just give a good redesign, you know?
No more partnering. Cut all partnering. All lips gone.
Yeah, yeah. Let's get the team from Wicked back in after 15 years to completely redo the show. I'm sure they'd be thrilled.
Yeah. I know. They're not going to be able to bring it back until that's solved, right?
A lot of things are solved.
We can't talk about when Broadway will come back or I'll get super depressed. Caleb, what have you been watching?
We just started last night The Great on Hulu with Elle Fanning.
Oh, what's that?
It's about Catherine the Great. It's like
I've seen the ad. Yeah.
It's kind of like the Marie Antoinette kind of style. It's kind of like, Harlots. Do you ever watch Harlots?
No, it's but I know what it is.
Yeah, it's kind of like that. And it's enjoyable. We're still like chugging along, you know.
How many episodes have you?
Three. We've done three.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So you know, like how it's always like you have to. It starts slow because you have to introduce all the characters. It's like historical, so you kind of have to like, this is the Duke of this, and that's the Duchess of that.
Right.
So it takes time, but you know, I'm patient. Patience is a virtue,
especially now.
Exactly.
Well, and you love that stuff too.
I love
you
that
like
stuff,
the period,
yeah. Like a costume drama.
I dress up. I put my wigs on, I put my corset on, and I dress up to watch period pieces.
You seriously need to take a photo of you doing that.
Yeah,
that's a brilliant idea.
I don't have all of my stuff because it's in New York, so like it's a makeshift. Like it's a lot of cardboard, a lot of tape, but like it still gets me in the mood, you know.
Girl, God, Amazon's still delivering.
It's so true.
It is. They are, so true. I know.
Are corsets essential? Probably.
Right. I don't think so.
Maybe
for Caleb
to keep the shape and like be perky. Yeah, that's essential. Like,
yeah, I don't know if it'll be eligible for 2 day, but definitely 5 day. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll definitely get it within the week. Oh my gosh!
We also watched Hollywood, which was really fun.
Yes. I still haven't watched it.
It was beautiful to look at, and the ending was, you know, really positive, and it was cool.
Have you already talked about it?
We talked about it last.
Some people have brought it up.
Oh, I'm like,
I haven't watched it.
I watched it, and I agree with everything you said. That it's beautiful. It's gay eye candy. Yeah. The ending is very positive.
Yes.
And it hits everything right on the head.
Which it's like,
yeah,
like can you be more on the nose with everything? It's like, yeah. I'm a woman in charge, and then I'm gonna say I'm a woman in charge. Like, it's
like, you got women in here.
We got it.
She's a black girl. Yes, like, you know, like it's like it's we so know we like, can see.
Yeah, but I like to think that because we're the choir, we get that. But people who are watching it for the first time who aren't are kind of be like, wow, like this is enlightening me. This is this possible?
Right.
And we're like,
totally.
I'm hoping someone nice stumbles upon it and thinks that what?
I think that's a good perspective.
Yeah, I think it's for other people.
Yeah. It also makes you question, like, think about. What if something like that had happened in 1948, where we would be in society and what changes would have occurred like a long time ago rather than like we're still waiting for them to happen. So I think that is what's so cool about it.
Yeah.
There are some comments. I don't know if you've seen this. If you're watching, give us a little like hit the thumbs up.
Oh, hi.
What's up, guys? I'm patiently waiting for you to take a shave, hippie.
Is that directed at me?
I'm pretty sure.
All pretty clean
it's definitely not
them.
Me.
Okay, Ghost of Frost. I do shave. It did, like I've been shaving this, but I like the mustache.
Yeah. So well, it's very important in when you're growing a beard to maintain
the
shape. Mm-hmm. So
I do have to do my neck. I haven't done my neck. I will do that by before next happy hour.
Do not let Ghost of Frost pressure you, Caleb. Yeah,
I think it looks great, Caleb.
It looks
Thank
good.
You. Steven, you're talking about growing your hair out. I love you, too. are you going to keep growing your hair? Or are you going to buzz your head?
I don't know. So it's funny because like I kind of like it. It's like every other moment of my life, every other time I look at myself in the mirror, like sometimes I'm like, wow, this looks really good. And then the next time I'm like, I look like a piece of shit. Like, you know.
Yeah.
Like, and I've had my hair longer before in my life, but I think we might get our hair cut next week.
We just dyed it yesterday.
And I think that I think that I may just ask
you
her
had a few little
trim
like,
it.
Salt and pepper coming in.
A few, you know. More than a
Join
few.
Join the club. I leaned in. Like,
so I don't know. But then I feel like if I cut it, then it's like I gave up on the like the thing.
The length. You're like, I was working so hard on the length, and now it's gone.
It's gone. But like
it's a tough thing. It's like. I don't know. I used to have a buzz cut for 4 years, like most of like college. And then my first 2 years in the city, really, I had like a buzz cut, and it just takes a long time to grow back.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But also I think it would look really good. Brett, what team are you on? What are your thoughts on the hair?
For Steven?
Yeah.
I like his hair long and curly.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when I met him, that's how it was 12 years ago. So he wants to try and be like... And he also had blonde highlights.
When we first met, I had... My hair was like a weird blonde color that I had dyed it. And so then I went to this hairdresser and I was like, I want my hair to be like... It was also much longer than it is now. I was like, I want my hair to be chocolate brown so that when I push it back, like, it's just, like, all, like, this really nice brown color. But then when I push it forward, like, it is, like, right now, like, there are, like, these really bright, like, white streaks in it.
Wow, bold choice.
Yeah, and there's photos of him on the New York City Ballet stage partnering, like, it amazing.
It actually looks really good with the light.
It's gorgeous.
Because it's, like,
but
glows.
He's got these, like, streaks.
Oh my god, that is so good.
Was it 2008, 2007? Like, that's like, yeah. That was in though. Like, that was in.
Totally.
Was it?
Yeah,
it was in. Because of you, it was
in my life. I don't know if it was in other people's lives. Yeah. So, you know. So that's taking up time, you know, pondering questions
pondering really like important what things to do. Like that. I know, that's like, I feel like I'm constantly making things take time that shouldn't take any time. Just like,
yeah.
But what's been taking a lot of time is we've actually been watching a lot of TV, and we watched all of season 2 of Dead to Me. So
good.
We just finished that too. Finished yeah.
It is so good.
Christina Applegate.
She's
I
so
love
great.
Her. Her performance also, in that series is...
She's amazing. And also, like, everyone. Like,
yeah, everyone's
James
amazing.
Marsden is
James
so
Marsden,
good.
Yeah.
Like, the...
Linda Cardellini's
great. Incredible. We love the detective. And
yes.
The kids are so good. It's just really, really good.
We keep saying Christina Applegate is aging so gracefully. Like, she's not trying to, like, show that she's, like... plastic, like she looks like a woman of her age, and I love that.
But she's also like where she started off was so top notch that like it feels like it's impossible for her not to age gracefully. She's
yeah,
so beautiful.
It's just like good bones.
Like, kill them,
yeah.
She's beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
I love it when she throws in her fossey. Like there's always a moment
there's
in
like
the
a
season
dance
where
something.
She's like, I'm gonna do a little
I'm
something.
Dance.
So yes.
She's amazing. She's amazing.
James Morrison's little time steps that he did in the kitchen.
Oh yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
Cute.
So cute. Oh my god.
And she
I
was like judging it.
It.
Like
she was like, I was in Sweet Charity in the revival, so.
She was, honey.
She was Sweet Charity. Like,
she is so good. Everyone in that show is so good. Really good. And we also watched McMillions, the docuseries.
We don't have HBO.
Oh my god. That docuseries was so good. That is a wild story.
I've seen the ad like on the subway, and I was like, when it first the subway ad first came out, I was like, oh, we got to watch that, and then I was like, oh, it's on HBO, so we got to work on that.
But well, if there's a login, sure, where there's a will, there's a login.
Yes, that's right. That's right. But yeah, I want to say hi to I want to say Katie Seagal, right, when she made her cameo.
Oh yeah, that's right. The her mom Linda Cardellini's mother was Katie Seagal, Peg Bundy. Yes. I was freaking out.
Michael said the same thing when we were watching it. Like, it's just so fun. It's such a great show, and like all of the little like moments are just so great.
So great.
Yeah.
So good.
Hi, lots Mary. Of friends in the comments. Mary and Adam.
Michael. And our ghost of Frost. Love him.
What are people love
them.
About?
Them.
What are you guys drinking?
Yeah, what are you drinking?
Sign off in the comments, or don't sign off. Because that would get you out of the video, but sound off. That's what I meant. Sound off. Where did that phrase come from? Sound off. Like sound off in the comments. Off. Is that a thing? Like that's a phrase.
Like sound off is like a military term. You know when you're marching around, like, sound off. Sound yeah.
Off. Oh sure. Three, four.
The only reason I know is because it was in Seussical.
Seussical. Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah.
Who saw?
No,
and you know what's hilarious is I immediately thought of the scene in Legally Blonde where she's like, "May I approach?" You know?
But she
what?
Oh, so good. Oh, Ghost of Frost.
There was many versions of students singing a Legally Blonde thing that was funny
recently.
Yeah. The preschoolers. Have you seen the preschoolers in the production of Legally Blonde?
No, I just saw somebody just posted this morning from the reality show.
Oh, that's what it was.
And remember, I don't know if you remember the reality show for Legally Blonde.
Do we remember the reality show for Legally Blonde?
Okay, good. I'm so glad.
The search for Legally Blonde, the musical, the search for Elle Woods.
Yes. Okay. Do you remember in the season? It was my favorite.
There's only one season.
There needs to be another.
Do you remember on the season? It was my favorite episode when Seth Rudetsky had them all get on exercise bikes and sing.
Belt the song.
So somebody made a meme, and I think it's Bailey Hanks who won, right? And she's on the bike, and she's like, "What you want? What you want?" Right? And she's like belting her bass off. She sounds amazing. And it says, like, "Your expectations for 2020. And then it cuts to the girl. This girl who's like, "What you want?"
They really.
And it's like actual 2020.
They really got that girl too, because it's clear that like they were learning harmonies, and it was like they told her to like go like "What do you want?" Boop boop boop. Like no, clearly like, and they were just like, "No, this is her. This is how she sounds." I love the memes of like my plans for 2020 and then 2020. Those are great. They're all really, really fun. Yeah. Like a lot of good Drag Race ones.
Yeah, this one was like, I guess everyone got the question wrong in 2015. What will you be doing in 5 years?
Yeah, that's dark.
That made me laugh today.
I mean, it's a wash. We lose all in 2020, I think. Like, it's a wash this year.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, what's the point?
Yeah, I actually said that in therapy today. but then what we kind of talked about, it was like, it's only a wash in some respects, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. Getting a lot of, like, there has to be some things that we take from it, if not, like, lessons learned, or, like, you know, a time with family, time together, you know, a reset, like, it's so easy to see it as a wash, but I'm trying to like reframe that mentality.
Well, you know what the way I see it is like this. There's so much opportunity here for people, and a huge part of it is the way the world is functioning right now is exactly the way it functions for actors all the time.
Yes.
It's one day at a time. You don't know when the next thing's going to come.
Sure.
You have to figure out what your next steps are going to be. And I'm hoping that people might actually have a little more understanding and compassion of people who do go after our dreams and the people who do work in this industry, and instead of always, because people always, the thing you always hear is, oh, it must be so hard. And now it's like, see, like, this is what it is. And if we can do it, you can do it.
It's just all about surrendering and trusting.
Yeah.
Be in the space.
Yeah. It's true. It's like, it's going to be great. Like, people are going to learn how to learn so much about themselves. They're going to learn so much about, where there's going to be so much invention coming out of this and creation that's going to come out of it. And we're all going to find, I mean, you're already seeing it. Like, people are coming up with really inventive ways to create community, to connect with people, and to create art.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's, it's just kind of the way that we're operating. And what I think's been interesting is, like, I have been trying to operate under the, like nothing, I'm operating how I would hope I would operate if nothing had changed. Like, I'm still, like, trying to work towards the goals that I set for myself. Like, you know, do the things that make me happy, stay creative in ways that make me excited, and just work under the constraints that are put on us, but, like, still keep on the right track of what my goals are. It's, but I don't want to get off track, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. But this is, like, a great time, I think, like, when I, like, I've been coaching a lot. And so what I talk about is reminding people that don't give up on this thing that you were working towards just because there's a pandemic. Like, you can't control that, but you can control that you work on your craft, you hone on, like, becoming better at the thing that you were doing even before this started. So that, because you can control that. You can't control when the pandemic ends.
No, we can't. I mean, no. I'm working on
it. You can flatten the curve, but that's, like, and stay at home, social distance, but...
So we'll continue to watch TV.
Yeah. I know. I'm working so hard on the vaccine, you guys. I'm really close. Don't worry. Working really hard on it. Well, yeah.
If you can make that mocktail, I'm sure you can make a vaccine.
Yeah, they're the exact same thing.
I just remembered something else we watched that was kind of crazy. What was it called? Like, how to... Not get away with murder, but how to... That thing about the scientists who botched all the stuff in the lab in Massachusetts.
How to rig a drug deal or how to rig a...
No.
It's on Netflix.
I don't know what it was called, but it was like... it's about these two scientists.
You gotta watch it.
Anyway,
it's a docuseries.
A docuseries. Okay, I was about to say, like, what is this?
And it was like a docuseries about, in Massachusetts...
And they worked in drug labs to prove what the substances were that people were arrested having. So, like, if you were arrested for cocaine, then that was sent to the lab, and they tested it, and they proved whether or not it was actually that substance the person was arrested for.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And these two women that worked in different labs were tampering and not doing their jobs well. That's being nice.
And also Massachusetts, they had no cameras in the forensics drug lab. In Massachusetts, they had no, like, drug... They didn't drug test their chemists.
Yeah.
Like, and they're testing forensic evidence.
And these... And they worked in these labs for, like, 10 years. So, like, many thousands of cases they worked on. And so all of their evidence, basically...
Like, 32,000 cases.
Oh, my God.
Drugs. Yeah. Yeah, it's fascinating. So that was interesting.
And also, there's also something really scary that we saw on Hulu, and it's like a documentary about this, like, real life clown. And I will not watch it.
Wrinkles? Is it Wrinkles?
Yeah. It looks terrifying, and I will not watch it. But Caleb, watch it and tell me how it is.
I watched bits of it, and I was like, this is kind of boring. And I didn't. It didn't hook me. Yeah.
Oh,
but the first video is, it's a video of this little girl's bedroom, and it's in a corner. There's like a night cam, and then you see the Wrinkles the clown come out from underneath the trundle bed, and the little girl's like sleeping in the bed, and you're like,
it's like a real life clown that people hire
to scare the kids,
to scare their children.
I heard about that.
That's horrible.
I think it's brilliant.
That sounds like child abuse.
It's like, why? I mean, I am so interested in the story of that, but I cannot watch it. Like, I just can't do it.
That sounds like child abuse to me.
Oh, I can't.
We would just scare each other. Like, I remember, like, we had, like, a whole bunch of Halloween costumes and stuff and, like, fake knives. And
Are you kidding?
It was for, like, Halloween. You know, like, you would do the butcher knife, and we would just chase each other with that. Like, we were, there's five of us. You know, you got to really entertain yourself when you're a five-year-old. We would build, like, Halloween mazes in our barn from, like, straw.
We would do things like that, like, we would build haunted houses, and like our, my parents would have a babysitter come over, and this babysitter, so I have a brother named Todd, and the babysitter's name was Big Todd. And Big Todd would come over, and he would basically create a whole obstacle course throughout the house, and we'd have to, one person would have to hide, and we'd all like go through the obstacle course, and he would have like basketballs hanging from rope, like swinging through the hallway, and you'd have to like dodge it, and then my parents would come home, and we would get the blame, and be like, it was the babysitter.
Big Todd. Just Big Todd and Todd. I love that.
Shout out to Big Todd.
I love when people have the same name. That's like really fun. Yeah, like it makes situations very funny when there are like multiples of names. Like I'm trying to think of
like that's my best always... friend Kevin G, and there was a Kevin K in the class. You know, always their last name or like
so many Chris's. Yeah. All the Chris's.
I'm a Steven. Like there's always a Steven. In my kindergarten class there were Stephen Hannah, Stephen Glass, Stephen Ulrich, Stephen Murphy, and Stephen Knight.
Whew. So
too many Stevens.
So were you just Stephen? Were you Stephen H? Like what?
Stephen Hannah. I feel like everyone always says like my full name because of that. Like because they also had experiences where there's too many Stevens. All spelled differently, but
yeah.
You know. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so. That's so funny. I think that there's also like people in my life that are first and last names just because of that.
Yeah. Oh my god, we can
get so much wealth and fame. Everyone,
I see that, but we can also buy followers.
Yeah,
you want a hot body? It's Britain. It's Britney Spears messaging.
Okay.
Us.
Okay.
Wait, let's talk about Britney Spears.
Let's talk about Britney Spears. Yes!
Burning down the Christian.
Oh my god, that was so iconic. We really need to unpack that.
Yes.
This is really good.
Unpack what? The Britney Spears?
The Britney Spears, yeah.
Okay. Have you watched the Saturday Night Live parody?
I have not.
Okay. There's, what's the comedian's name? I can't think of her name. Yeah, it's we don't Carrie know her name. Or something. She's
hilarious and impressionist, awesome. I have no idea what her name is.
An impressionist on Saturday Night Live. Anyway, she did they did a series on Saturday Night Live called... masterclass in quarantine.
Oh sure, yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah.
And she does the perfect Britney Spears masterclass, and she's like, "Hey, it's Britney. Oops, I burned my gym down." And then she's like doing her workout.
And then she also does Timothy Chalamet.
Oh, oh I've seen that.
Oh my god,
Chalamet
Brit.
Or Salome? Chalamet.
Chalamet.
So
she's like nah. It's so good.
That is so wild. Like, I love how casually she was like, I burned my gym down.
She was like, one candle, I lit a candle, and one thing
led to another. I'm like, what do you mean one thing led to another?
And then after that, she's just like, and now I'm going to show you my workout. And then just.
Have you seen, who's the YouTuber Instagram? She's kind of like blonde, has a lot of makeup. She's really like, has a cowboy hat on sometimes. And she's like, she's on a lot of gay memes. Blonde. She's driving a car sometimes. And it's like a pink, huge Hummer.
Is it Trisha Paytas?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's one. Trisha Paytas.
She's driving and then a cop car goes by and the meme was like Britney driving away from her gym burning down. <She's> like...
The same actress on Saturday Night Live, the same comedian, does JoJo Siwa.
Yeah, the bows.
She's like, it's so good. She's like, hey, I'm gonna teach you TikTok. That's her masterclass
tutorial.
She's like, you can do anything on TikTok.
She's just like, yeah.
Oh my god, TikTok! I still don't get it. You guys have a TikTok.
You guys get it, yeah.
Well, okay, so. I actually downloaded TikTok because, you know, I'm a social media nerd and I downloaded it when it was called Musical.ly, which was the original version of the app. And then TikTok was something somebody started. I think they bought it. Anyway, long story short, I downloaded it like a long time ago and never used it. And because I was so into Dub Smash when Dub Smash came out
Dub Smash.
5 years ago, I was obsessed. We did it at Paramore all the time. And then when TikTok came out, I was like, this isn't Dub Smash. Me.
Yeah.
But Musical.ly, you mean?
Or both, whatever. It's neither.
I remember even, like, you had a conversation with me about it. I can actually remember him coming to me and saying,
I'm a nerd.
Like, there's this new app. Like, I don't know. It's just not the same. I like Dub Smash better. And I was like, okay.
But as soon as the quarantine happened, I was like, now's my chance to figure this out.
Yeah.
We went out to Tompkins Square Park. I was like, what if it'll be a good excuse to get out of the apartment, learn a dance, do something physical.
Be physical.
Yeah, physical.
And it'll hold us accountable. And so we made this, the first dance video we did was Rent, because we're in Tompkins Square Park. And it was Love You Boheme. And it got like over 100,000 views. It's just like, because people love Rent.
Yes.
And we were on location.
But then we started making more, and we've had that's actually really fun to make the dances. And
yeah,
we're not doing like everyone, all the dancers are like,
no, this is my favorite one. This is my favorite one. Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, why are you so obsessed with me? Yeah.
What's the hip one when you like grab your hip like that?
Yes.
What's
yeah.
That? What's like the iconic
I'm
one?
A savage.
I'm a savage.
Savage. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
Trust me, I know. I did Beetlejuice, you know. We were schooled on TikTok.
Of course you were, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Presley was
Presley, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So TikTok. Now we like sometimes I'll do like a fake, like basically a Dub Smash with it. But we actually like went out yesterday and did Without Love from Hairspray.
Uh-huh.
We're doing like pirouettes and pas de bourrées and like
right.
The kind of dancing we did. Like... We did the dancing, like dancing that we grew up doing.
Yeah.
You know what
yes.
I mean?
Totally. No, I think that it's like, it's interesting to see what everyone's doing with it. I mean, like, I don't really get it still, but yeah. I go off. I love it. What's weird to me is like that it can be like, it can be like 5 seconds or like 3 minutes. I'm like, I don't understand the no time constraint thing, really. Like, it's so I need parameters.
Right. Well, there's 15 seconds or 60 seconds. Yeah. I mean, you really can't do more than 60 seconds, but
it
feels so long.
Yeah, it's long.
60 seconds is too long.
But what they do now, and they do this on all these social media apps now, is the algorithm favors, you know, certain people. They favor the people who are on there all the time, who are doing lives all the time. Mm-hmm. Like, then you're going to get more followers, and then people just get obsessed with followers, and TikTok figured that out, and that's really what TikTok is about.
Followers.
Just trying to get followers. But people do get very creative. I've seen some really impressive,
yes,
like, filmmaking kind of creative stuff.
And
big fan of them. Oh, yeah.
I really like
on Instagram, I don't know what his TikTok is, but Heartthrob Anderson.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes. He is so funny. Like, the videos
he's
he makes
hilarious.
Are hilarious.
He is
so funny. But I literally am like,
he
comes out with one every hour.
Yeah,
I don't know how he...
He stockpiles them, you know, like...
He must
have shot all these things over the last, like, 3 months, and he's just like... Because he releases one every...
Yeah.
Day.
And they're all so good and detailed and
so
yeah.
funny.
Yeah, he's so funny.
But we
did this though. We did one video of us recreating a Paula Abdul routine.
Yeah.
it was kind of physically hard because like we went out to this school to do it and we're like dancing on grass and cement and like the dance was kind of hard and we kept forgetting it. So
uh-huh.
every time we would do it, it was like physically like we were like dying, you know, like afraid we're gonna hurt ourselves. But and then I thought that was the hard part. And then we got home and Brett's trying to edit it. And that was like,
oh, there's copyright rules on TikTok. We couldn't use the music.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
no.
Then we had to like add not the right music to it. And
but Ellie, you've done all your cute dance videos. Have you done any more during quarantine?
Well, it's part of my like New Year's resolution. Honestly, I wanted to. I told myself I was gonna put dance on video once a month, to kind of build up a choreography portfolio. And so I'm trying to stay on that, even in the challenges. But I feel like I've done a lot of like fun things, and it's made me be creative. I'm working on my May one now, and so that will be done probably in the next couple weeks. But yeah, I mean, it's again just trying to like do what I would be doing just under the new constraints.
Realms.
But
you would like TikTok for that reason.
I don't know. I get really overwhelmed.
Michael wants us to get on TikTok, his boyfriend. Yes.
I like to focus like on big, big, long projects. And then wrap it up and put it out. You know what I mean? Like the idea of like coming up with something like day to day or like every week, that is like, it's like the podcast. The podcast is really hard to do as frequently as we should be doing it. And it's just like, I don't work super well under that kind of like way of working. I don't know.
My reason is I think like the Randy Skinner style of dance is dying out. Like, you know, those lengthened lines. So I'm trying to keep that alive by not doing the little short hip hop dance. So we got to like teach the children how to show line and length.
Go off.
So come that's on, why I am not on TikTok.
It's true. That's why I was like, we should do real dances. And especially because we're, you know, Bobby Husband's like, instead of just always a hip hop song, what if it's like a musical and something like, let's like throw some real respect to like real dancing. Because I mean, anybody can
technique.
Like,
technique, training.
Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. I love watching a dad do this.
Yes.
I do too. It's so funny.
But no, I totally get it. And like, again, it's like taking whatever the platform is and doing like your thing within it. Like not just doing like, I'm going to get a TikTok and I'm only going to do these dances.
I'm going to be the savage and that's it.
Mm-hmm. You know? Yeah. Well, speaking of like staying on things and being busy and creative during quarantine, you guys are always working on a something. So why don't you tell the listeners what all you've been working on?
Well, Steven's teaching a lot of ballet.
Yeah, I've been teaching a lot of ballet. I teach regularly at Ballet Academy, Ballet Academy East, virtually. Mm-hmm. And then I also train people at Ballet Beautiful. And yeah, it's interesting. And I've taught some other places too. And it's just like, it's been crazy how much I've been teaching in this environment. And it's taken me a while to figure out how not to dance the whole time. Because some of the classes that I teach, you know, people need to follow, you know. Mm-hmm. But it's a hard balance when you're on a computer screen and you're trying to show everything and then you're trying to watch. And then, so yeah, I've been doing a lot of that. What else have I been doing?
How have you, because ballet classes are so like note-based, I feel like. When you're teaching, like, to be like, no, you need to make sure to do this. And, like, I'm always adjusting, especially, like, younger. So, like, how have you been able to do adjustments online? Or have you? I don't know. So are you figuring it out?
Yeah, no, I do. So, it's taken me a while to figure it out. Like, so what I normally do is, like, I always do the first side. And then the second side I try not to do. And I try to watch as much as possible. And
you're like,
say things as I'm going, as they're going.
Yeah, just.
But a lot of times I can't do that. So. Yeah, it's just a lot of dancing, talking, and three things at once. Oh my god!
What's your age category that you work with mostly? Is it spread out?
My phone just like flipped out.
It's spread out. I guess in this kind of environment, it's been like 10-year-olds up to adults. I teach a lot of open adult classes too. So
okay,
you know, yeah.
He's doing that. He's teaching. A lot. I mean, you're doing workouts with Ballet Beautiful too. Did you talk about that?
Yes.
Okay. And then, sorry, my phone just rang and I just got a little like. It's my birthday. People are trying to call me.
They are. They're trying to wish you happy birthday.
This is what our. See, look, it's his birthday.
Yes. Flowers.
Anyway, so he's doing that. Aren't those pretty?
They're so beautiful.
I love a sunflower.
And then I've been coaching. The Broadway Life Coach. Really, it's interesting. I'm actually busier with the Broadway Life Coach now than I was before the pandemic. And I think people really are seeking for a sense of direction and a sense of structure because there's like actors can't go to work and they can't audition, and how do they, what do they do with their time? And so I've been hosting this project on as the Broadway Life Coach called the Secure Actor Project, which is totally free. I've been having people come, friends come and interview and just talk about different aspects of the business and ways people can structure their time right now. And every Monday I start with a mindset discussion where we set an intention for the week and try to hold people accountable to really reducing overwhelm, which is so easy to do right now, and still stay in action and keep moving forward. And it's been great for, I've been getting great responses from people, but it's also been really good for me because I feel like I'm helping people and at a time where who knows what I'd be doing, right? So that's been really nice. And I'm working really hard on that. I'm spending a lot of time coming up with content, setting up interviews, and it's very gratifying. And then we've been recording podcasts constantly.
Yeah, I mean, that's
actually been a lot of stuff. Yeah,
that's podcasts. Good because you can record easily together, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you record side by side, or do you go into different rooms? How does that work?
We just use this mic. The first time we did it virtually. Yeah, the first time we did it virtually, we were still in New York, and I sat in the bedroom, and he sat in the living room, and we didn't have a Zoom call or anything to see, so we were just taking it all from visual cues, and Brett and I weren't even sitting next to each other, so it was really strange. I felt like I was just like, yeah.
It's difficult.
I didn't know what to say, you know?
Well, and so much of, like, it, like, interviewing, like, you know, I mean, Caleb and I have been doing this for almost 3 years now, so it's like you kind of understand how a conversation is flowing, and like, you know, visibly what the cue is so that you're not interrupting people and you can like hear them complete a thought, but you don't have that. It's like delayed with this new format.
Right.
Well, we started using video, like Google Hangout or whatever, during our interviews now, just to help.
Yeah.
Which has been really good. And we've had lots of guests, like lots of people who normally were too busy to say yes are actually saying yes. So that's been nice to keep moving forward with
that.
And
we've also done fun ones, just the two of us.
Hey.
I don't mean it in a weird way, but like it's fun. It's fun because like one episode I was like, okay, the idea for this episode is we're gonna interview each other and I want at least five questions. And then he shows up and is still writing them at the time. And I was like, you're not even ready? Like
would you do this?
Everyone's
with any other
guest is different. Yeah.
That's right. Everyone's process is different.
Is it? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Caleb and I, you know, Caleb and I know it. I know no one would believe this, but we do very little prep. But we do enough, obviously, to like have an idea of where we're going to go. We have ideas. Yes, right. Like we are not we've learned that like for us, it doesn't work to like, you know, be like, and then pre-written question. It's just the conversations flow. They just come out in different ways, you know?
Can I plug our merchandise real quick?
Yes, please. You can.
Because I designed this shirt for to benefit the Actors Fund, actually. The net profits for this go to the Actors Fund.
Amazing.
And this is actually, I don't know if you can tell, this is actually based off the logo for Bring Back Birdie.
Birdie, yeah.
Oh.
But it says Bring Back Broadway 2020. So and I just came out with a Pride version for June.
I saw the Pride one. It's so cute.
It's really cute.
If people want to help support the Actors Fund and get a little cute merch out of it, go to Broadway Life Apparel.
Yes, check out the Broadway Life Apparel. I love that you have the merch. I've reviewed it before.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. On Merch Madness. Yes, and so that was really, really fun. And I think that it is time now for this week's edition of Merch Madness. All right.
Since the Mew Mew, the Mew Mew Mew.
Bow, bow, bow. We love an air horn.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
And also, since we're here to plug, we're doing an Equity One merch madness.
Hey,
so
plug.
You can find Equity One merchandise at cafepress.com/Equity One. That's cafepress.com/Equity One.
Equity One.
Mm-hmm.
cafepress.com/Equity One. Okay. This is the first shirt. This is a very classic black tee with a logo. I love our logo on this black. It's so vibrant and really, really fun. This shirt is very comfortable. It's an American Apparel RIP t-shirt. So obviously very comfortable. You know, this is, we're not for the subtle here at Equity One. You know, wear us loud and proud. This is a classic t-shirt, standard, like, go-to, easy to throw on. This was, like, I wore this most days at BroadwayCon. It's kept me really comfortable. It is, hold on, we got a question about if it's a blend. It's 100% cotton. Okay. Boom. 100% cotton. So comfortable.
Is it fair trade?
It is fair trade. You can trade the cost of it for a shirt. And I think that's fair. Wink. Okay. The next shirt we have is a baseball tee.
Ooh, that's cute. I like that. Oh, yeah.
I was about to say, this is very Steven to me. I feel like you would wear this. This is a nice navy here.
Ooh, I love
you can see a navy sleeve with the logo. Now, I will say you can see a little bit of the fading, like from wash on this shirt, more so than on the black shirt. And I'm a short guy, so baseball shirts are tough for me. They usually hit like at a kind of a weird spot, and then I have to like either roll them up a little bit
or
let them like fall like right here. I don't know. They're just like, I'm short. So baseball length sleeves are usually not the best for me, even though I love the cut and the like color, the two-tone of those shirts. So I have to say, for me and my life, the clear winner of this week's Merch Madness is the black tee.
Clearly.
Clearly.
The neon pops.
It's
that
so
neon...
good. You know what? Even on, this is going to be funny, but sound funny, but on Instagram stories, when I'm resharing your logo, I love pulling from the pink and the blue for the right.
Yeah.
That little.
The color, it's so good.
I do that
good.
Too.
I'm like, oh, yeah.
Because it's so bright. It's so fun. And then against the black, it just always looks so
it's
good.
It's beautiful.
So
like,
shout
out. Here, like
right there. Shout out to our friend Alex Enterline, who designed our logo for us.
It's
and
so
is
good.
always there for supporting a friend. Let's see. So that's this week's Merch Madness. We love the merch. Now, Caleb.
Yes. Are you gonna
talk to me?
Talking to you. Okay. So I've been doing my Blonde Girls from Ohio moments for my happy hours. And this is just like a silly opinion piece. It's usually like interactive. And so let's have Alan hit that if he's there.
He's there.
Maybe I'd better go home. Maybe I'd better go home.
Alrighty. So today's opinion piece, it's kind of on topic because it's your birthday. We're talking about birthday cake.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So we're going to work up to the opinion here. Starting with graduation cake, the best graduation cake is a white cake with roses because that's like iconic graduation cake. Okay. But the best, so I like that kind of cake.
Okay.
If I'm out at dinner, I always get a cheesecake. Love a cheesecake. But the most iconic birthday, which is what we're going to debate right now, is yellow cake with chocolate icing. Give me your thoughts. Steven, it looks like you have a lot of thoughts on that. Or birthday boy, do you want to go first?
No, Steven was about to say something. I want to hear it.
Well, it's interesting because the cake that I got for him was yellow cake. I love yellow cake with chocolate icing, and I wish that had been an option where I was, but I just got yellow cake with white icing, and it had, like, balloons on it, and it was actually so good. It was actually really good, but chocolate icing,
chocolate icing would have made it better.
That is really, really good.
You're right.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. I messed up.
You missed the opportunity. Brett, would you agree?
I mean, it really depends.
What is your favorite cake?
I love a funfetti cake. Like, I love a, you know what I mean?
Funfetti is a good, yeah.
I love funfetti, but I would get it with chocolate icing. So... You're
interesting.
So I messed up.
See, I would do white icing with funfetti.
Oh, you would? Just for the color?
Yeah.
Make the color pop a little bit more?
Yeah.
If I had my pick, I would pick a molten chocolate lava cake.
Oh, wow.
Bougie. It's so bougie.
That's like cheese. Who has a molten cake? Is that Frisch's Big Boy? They have something like that, don't they?
I feel like every restaurant has, molten lava chocolate death double chocolate
okay
cake,
but just,
like
I'm gonna hear Ellen's opinion, but before we do that, but what is your like birthday club backstage cake, like when you're in the birthday club, what do you usually get?
This is a great question. So if you're to clue everyone in, the birthday club, when you're in a show, is like everyone signs up on their birthday and then you bring in something for the persons whose birthday is right after you. So you get treated on your birthday to whatever you want. Someone has to bring it in, and then you are in charge of someone else's birthday.
And share it with the company, of course.
And you share it with the company. Everyone comes up and sings, whatever. Now, I'm a big fan of not doing cake for birthday club because everyone does cake for birthday club. And it's there's so many options. Like, why not have... you have the world at your disposal. So this year for my birthday, I had, like a meat and cheese tray. I want a meat and cheese. I want a charcuterie board for my birthday.
With some olives and stuff.
And then you're like having meat and cheese and like maybe a cracker or so before the show. It feels like dinner. It's not like cakey, and there's always cake around. So I like a charcuterie board or like a fruit.
Okay. Oh, I love it.
But what about cake for you, Elliot? What would be your birthday cake?
Now, this is a great question. I love all cakes. Right now, what I'm thinking about is everyone's talking about white cake with chocolate, and I agree, that is iconic birthday cake. But what I would rather have if I'm having white cake would be like an Amy's, like a strawberry, a pink icing.
The pink cake from Amy's.
It's so good. Icing. Ninth Ave.
Or I want an ice cream cake. I want the ice cream. I want the cake with the little crumbles and the ice cream and then the icing. Yes.
I hate ice cream cake. I hate it.
After I bought this cake, 2 days ago, and then after I bought it, I had buyer's remorse. I was like, ooh, I should have gotten like a chocolate chip cookie cake, or ooh, I should have gone to Dairy Queen and gotten like an ice cream cake from Dairy Queen. But I actually really like what we got.
I'm not an ice cream cake fan.
Me neither.
I'm glad I didn't get it.
Yes.
I love ice cream cake. But I also have to say, like, cookie cake, not a cake. That's a giant cookie. And also, cheesecake, not a cake. That's like, I would call cheesecake more of a pie.
I love cheesecake.
I will eat a pie anywhere, anytime.
I love pie.
I love
pecan pie, some pecan pie.
Sugar, butter, flour, bring it.
They have pecan pie, I'm ordering it. I love pecan pie.
Is that your birthday club?
Actually, Little Pie Company would be... my birthday club. I would say get the apple, sour cream apple, or what is it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
delicious for a pie company.
It's so good, but it doesn't serve a lot of people, so it's not always the best
for a company.
I like to get cupcakes for a birthday club.
Easy to grab. You don't have to cut the cake.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I once, for a birthday club, made someone wanted pecan pie, and so it's actually kind of hard to find pecan pie in the city. So I got him a single from Little Pie Company, and then I made like a bar situation, like a pecan pie bar for everyone else. And that was really fun. That was delicious.
Can you make that?
Send that chocolate pecan pie.
Chocolate crust?
Specific.
No, it's like there's just chocolate like baked into the pie, and it's
Oh my god.
Good.
That sounds delicious.
Yeah.
Everyone is sounding off in the comments.
I know they are.
We have the best birthday cake is vanilla icing, cherry filling, yellow cake from Stop and Shop. That's my boyfriend. We had that recently. It's really delicious. He loves Stop and Shop. Adam is saying that cookies and cream ice cream cake is the best, but yellow cake with vanilla icing, close second.
Close second.
Vanilla icing.
Yeah, interesting. White on white. Yeah. Well, yeah, Brett, was it not good enough?
It was good.
You loved it. You were so happy.
Well, no. And then so I have this like piece of this cake with a big chunk of like balloon icing on top. And then he goes to the fridge and he's like, "Do you want to go to Disney World?"
Or I said Disneyland.
Oh, Disneyland? Or do you want to go to Galaxy's Edge? And I was like, "Disneyland." And so he opens the freezer and pulls out a Mickey bar for me. Very sweet.
That's very sweet.
Able to get Star Wars ice cream sandwiches. They were in the shape of the Millennium Falcon.
Oh my god.
And they were like basically a sugar cookie with vanilla ice cream in the middle. It was really good. So
that sounds
more
delicious.
We still have more of them. So
we can send them to you if you want.
So
please.
Yeah,
I'm sure they have them at the grocery store where you're at. You know, they weren't hard to find.
I don't want to go out, so if you could just send them to me, that'd be great. Yeah.
2-day shipping, please. Like, make it overnight, like, quickly.
Prime.
Send it.
And then, just going back, on the graduation cake, for
me, it's
chocolate cake with white icing, and, like, the roses of your color of your school.
Can we agree that the roses of your school color is the most important, because it turns your teeth blue, it turns your poo-poo that color, it's like your insides are just full of that color.
But then I want to know, like, when we're talking about icing, do you like just regular old like frosting, or do you like whipped icing, or like buttercream? Or
buttercream.
Yeah,
the richer the better.
Yeah, I don't love a whipped frosting. Mm-hmm. I think if I want to go there, like I want it to feel substantial. I do like a Swiss meringue buttercream, like if it's like homemade, like in lighter and a little fluffier, but like grocery store whipped frosting, not my fave.
But like a Magnolia Bakery frosting, maybe.
100% love Magnolia Bakery.
I'll go back to Amy's. Amy's bread. The icing is so good.
That's true.
I don't know why I couldn't think of that, but Amy's is a go-to. Oh,
go-to.
My God. It's such a go-to. And also, what is the cupcake place on 7th Street called Butter Lane Cupcakes? Is that right? It's a little pricey. Like, 1 year I got cupcakes from there for birthday club, and it was so expensive.
I was so mad.
But, like, it was too late. I was, like, I didn't have enough time, and I had to get them, and I was like, well, I guess I'm spending, like, over $200 on this. Like, maybe it wasn't that expensive. I don't want to give them a bad name, because they're amazing.
You're like, everyone gets a fourth of a cupcake today. unless you want to pay, and then you can get a full.
I don't think they were that expensive, but
they weren't that expensive. It was way more than I had anticipated. I was like,
birthday clubbing.
Okay,
it can get you. It can really get you, like, because you think that about how many people need to eat, and then you got to make sure.
And it was in Billy Elliot, so there were like 15 cast members.
Oh my god.
And crew. I was like, oh god.
And you know those crew don't take small slices. Those crew want big slices.
I don't take small slices either. Yeah. Should we play a game?
We should play a game. We're rolling out our favorite chandelier. Woo!
Ooh, okay. All right, so explain Chandelier.
So Chandelier is, it's like a who is, and you're either going to vote for Steven or Brett. But whoever gets the most points is the loser. In the Phantom of the Opera, Chandelier falls on you. We created this game when we were with the Phantom of the Opera people.
Okay.
In Easy. One of our previous episodes, yeah.
Previous episodes. Okay.
And the Chandelier will fall again.
Yes. It only intermission. And Elliot, you only can vote too. Elliot, will you vote too for either Brett or Steven so we get like an odd number going? Cool. Okay, so, well, yeah, here we go. Who is better at math?
Steven.
Okay. Elliot, who do you think?
I would have said Steven, that my gut instinct.
Okay. Who would forget to bring their mask outside with them? Okay, one for Brett, one for Steven. Ellie, who would you think?
My initial gut reaction is Steven.
We're just attacking Steven. Okay. Who showers longer? Confusion. Okay, Elliot, who is the guy?
Brett.
Who is more sentimental?
Oh, Steven.
Oh.
Yeah, I agree.
Steven, okay.
Remember, it's a bad thing to lose in this game. I don't know. It's you're not actually going to die.
Yeah. Who is it more likely to get a tattoo spur of the moment? And what would it be of?
A chandelier.
Nice.
Elliot, who would you vote for? And what
yeah,
would it be?
I'll go with everyone, Brett.
Who is most likely to kill succulents? Super Brett. Elliot, who do you think?
Me, sure. No. Me.
That's a good question. Kill succulents. That's a good question. Hard one.
I have killed a succulent
before. Oh, I have too. Just two more questions. Who is more of a Britney Spears?
Steven.
Three votes for Steven. Okay, and last question. Who is more likely to be a vampire in another life?
Ooh, Steven.
Okay.
I would have gone with Brett, I feel.
Okay, so here we are for the results.
Meaning nothing. I don't know. Like what?
We have someone got 10 points and the other person got 14. And with that, the Chandelier drops on Steven. But,
end of act one.
The Phantom of the Opera. He's with us as a ghost.
Oh my god, that show is so
hand
wild.
And at the level of your eyes, the hand at the hand at the level of your eyes.
Have you guys been in for Phantom? Stephen, have you been in Phantom?
I did it for like literally I teched the newer tour that was out because somebody was sick, so I filled in for them during the rehearsal process and teched the show and I performed it 3 times. And then they were better. And then that was it.
Oh my god. But come on, resume. It's right there.
It was cool to do and like be in the room when they were rehearsing and see all of the process of that show.
And put it on your resume.
And then not really have to do it.
Right.
Yeah.
That's so great. Yeah. I love I saw that show for the first time like this year. I think it was this year. Oh my god. 2020.
Yeah. 2020.
And I was like, this is me in Phantom. Like, oh my god, the sound design, like it's coming from everywhere. And then just laughing at Ben Crawford like peeking out of a set piece that's been there for an hour. I'm like, oh my god, this is the funniest thing I've ever seen.
There's like, so much like
we just saw recently
we saw
too,
recently
right
too,
before
we went
the shutdown
afterwards.
And we went backstage and I mean the technology, they're still using the 1989 technology on that set.
Yeah.
They've not updated it at all.
And just like
this could have been the time.
Spoiler alert, he's like on a suspended set piece in the air, just like crouched
for
and then
20
he's like,
minutes.
Whoa. Oh my god. I was like, Ben, what the fuck? Like why are you sneaking in on me like this? Oh my god.
Yeah.
But you know, what can you do? It's a classic. And a wild ride. I love
it. I love that show. I hope it doesn't go anywhere. And we saw Chicago right before the end. And we saw Mean Girls right before the end.
We saw Mean Girls right before the end. And I guess that was
before
it, right?
The end. Oh, no.
Yeah.
The end.
I don't mean it. I don't mean the end. Yes, I mean the intermission.
Yeah.
No, the intermission. The end of Act 1.
I know.
Yeah, the end of Act 1. Sorry, I didn't mean to say that.
We're having a great Act 1 closer.
Yeah. I mean, I literally... I swear to God, the week before the shutdown, I performed my final ensemble track at Wicked. I was like, oh, great, I'm good. I can, like, ride this wave for a while.
I remember everything.
Slam on the brakes.
And I'm going to relearn everything.
Oh, my God, that is so real. Well, I'm sure they will be taking your temperatures and fogging that rehearsal room at the Gershwin, so.
They should have been all along.
And with that, we're going to end our happy hour. Thank you all so much for coming on the show. Where can people find you on social media?
Come check us out, Broadway Husbands. We have a website, BroadwayHusbands.com, at Broadway Husbands on Instagram, and where else? Oh, and on TikTok.
And on TikTok.
Yeah. Yeah.
And check out Broadway Life Apparel as well. And get your Bring Back Broadway shirt. Great. You can find our show, Equity One, on Equity One. Okay, let's try it again. The mocktail really got me. I'm not used to doing these sober, so the mocktail really messed with me. This is a peek behind the curtain, because this happens all the time where I'm like, and the content show pod Instagram... So here we go. Take two. You can find our show at Equity One Podcast on Instagram and Facebook, and at Equity One _ on Twitter.
Send us an email at equityonepodcast@gmail.com, and go over to the Apple iTunes app, podcast app, and give us 5 stars and a rate and review, as well as the Broadway Husbands.
Yeah, while you're there, you might as well. 5 stars helps people find our podcasts and, makes our day.
Yes.
Great. Caleb, where can people find you?
Caleb Dickey on everywhere.
And I'm at Elliot Maddox on everything. And until next time, cheers.
Cheers.
Happy birthday, Brett.
Thank you.
Happy,
love you guys.
Happy birthday.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Suffs celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Suffs has arrived on Broadway, and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at SuffsMusical.com.
If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.